Now, the other thing that we want to talk to you about is about all the energy that's going on around the arrival of ET energy. All right, there have been a lot of predicted events about extraterrestrials communicating with you, showing themselves to you. There's been a lot of requests for ET energy to come and help and assist you. So let us first start and say, as far as we go, the ninth dimensional Pleiadian collective, we are beings of light. We don't travel in ships. All we have to do is project ourselves wherever we want to be. We don't require transportation, as it were. So there's nothing really for us to come down in. And for us to work with the collective consciousness at this time would not be of service to you. And the reason we tell you this is because you are still holding way too much fear in the collective consciousness regarding extraterrestrial energy. We are not terrestrial anyway. We're celestial. You could call us extra celestial, extra stellar, because we align with a stellar body rather than a planetary body, and we don't have physical form. So for us, we are not coming down. What we always say is that you're coming up. You're increasing your vibration to a high enough level that you're not holding fear, and that you rise above that third dimensional veil of illusion and can reconnect with us. At that point, you're reconnecting with your higher self. You can see the big picture. You can see how and why you created things, and you're not running all those fear programs. Now, there are many, many, many beings who are observing and watching what's going on planet Earth, because it is the petri dish of the galaxy, if you will. It is a grand experiment. And what happens here will affect the entire galaxy and the entire universe. So everybody wants to know how it's going. Some want to be of assistance. Some want to be able to harness some of the energy and manipulate some of the energy. There are all kinds of games going on. So all the stuff that you see going on down on the planet, all right, all the good stuff, all the not so good stuff, that's also happening in the higher realms. All right, as above, so below. What happens to the microcosm happens to the macrocosm. And remember, Earth is an experiment. It was set up so that you, beings of the galaxy, who couldn't work things out in different star systems, sent representatives to Earth to work it out on a small scale here. So you want to see how that's going. How are other aspects of you doing? Now, as you continue to increase your frequency, you're going to find that you are going to encounter more and more of this ET energy. And it's really, really important that you use your discernment. Because as we said, many of these beings don't necessarily have your best interest at heart. They may be up to some things that are less than altruistic. And when you get into the higher dimensions, higher isn't better, it's just different. There are different rules and it's a different game, but it doesn't mean that beings have things all figured out. They simply have another perspective. And when you get into the fourth and fifth dimension, things aren't quite as extreme as they are here, but there still is discord. There's still manipulation. And you got to listen to yourself and see what works for you, what resonates with you, what is your version of the truth, because there are infinite versions of the truth. It's not absolute. And what resonates with you one day may not resonate with you the next. So when these beings make an appearance, and we're looking at the timelines right now, and it looks like there may be something that's going to happen in about 2 weeks. We don't often make predictions, but we are telling you this because of the potential ramifications and the activation of fear, because it will be a governmental exposure, a governmental confession, if you will, that they know about extraterrestrials and they've been working with them. And it will be manipulated information. Have no doubt about that, all right? The letting out what they think is appropriate. But you got to listen to yourselves and say, how does this feel to me? Does this feel real? Does this feel accurate? What do I think is really going on? So don't give up your power. You are quite special here. You have the ability within yourselves to open up a vortex, a portal. This is unique because, and particularly on this planet, this is part of what you were granted divine access to, if you will, because of the emotional body that you carry, the emotional range. Now, there are other beings in the galaxy who also have the ability to do this, but they have lost their connection to their emotional body. They've become very technological, they've become very analytical, they have removed themselves and shut down their energetic centers, and they can't get them activated again, they can't get it sparked. And so they are learning from you how to do this. Now, you are creator beings. You can create whatever version of reality that you want and put yourself on whatever timeline that you want. And there are beings who have been controlling and manipulating events on this planet who don't want you to know that, because then you can't be controlled. If you remember that you're a divine being, a creator being, then the game's up. Most of these beings who will be trotted out, if you will, they're going to be humanoid. They're probably going to look pretty similar to you. They're not going to be anything frightening. Probably blonde. And they may very well say they are Pleiadian. The Pleiades is a very large system. There are about 750 stars in the cluster. So you can imagine how many beings there are, plus interdimensional. So it's a big place with lots of species, some humanoid, some reptilian, some insectoid, some artificial intelligence. There's a lot going on there. So you got to check in with each group. It's like meeting different people on Earth and checking in with yourselves. How do you feel about them? Do you want to be friends with them, or do you want to move on to someone else? So, everyone take a nice deep breath. The last thing we will say here is that you may be given a version of your history as they reveal who they are. And at this point, we cannot stress enough, you must check in with yourselves to see how this history resonates with you. Because chances are, it is not going to be an accurate version of your history. It will be another attempt to control and manipulate that information. Your true history has been hidden from you. And this will be another attempt to derail those of you who are already starting to remember different pieces of your history. It will not be an accurate version. There may be bits and pieces of it that come close. But you all need to start checking in again. How does this feel? Get in the driver's seat. Which version do you align with? Because again, there are infinite versions of the truth. It may not be the one that you want to align with at the moment. So, that's our two cents for now. Let's go ahead and open the floor to questions and answers and see where we go.